Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Friday, brought to you, as always, by our good friends at Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers. Independently brewed since 1996, Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Let's head up to Seattle, where the big news in the Northwest was yesterday. Scott Service, turfed in Seattle, no longer the manager after 9 years. Joining us now is our good friend, Ian Furness, at Ian D. Furness on Twitter, 93.3 KJR, up in Seattle. Ian, good morning to you, buddy. I know a thing or two about bad owners, because we got to deal with one in Portland here. I see this news, and I'm thinking to myself, why is this guy to blame? What's the read on firing Scott Service?
I'm chuckling, though, thinking about the bad owner in Portland, because it's the same owner up here with the Seahawks who we think is really good. So it probably depends on the sport, right?
Yes.
There's people still trying to figure out who Jody is, and really just there might be another guy that's an issue there. I'll leave that at that.
Sure.
It was inevitable. We kind of were getting rumblings that things were going on. And as we hear from Jerry DePoto yesterday, it's like, yeah, we've been thinking about it for a little while. And they've got the worst record in the American League West since June 18th. And that's when they were 13 games above 500, had a 10-game lead in the division. And, you know, who are these guys is the question, right? Are they that team that was running away with the division and 13 clear of the 500 mark? Or are they the team that's currently 500 and 5.5 out of the division and 7.5 out of a wild card? Probably the answer lies somewhere in between. Elite pitching staff and a really bad offensive lineup. And that offensive lineup has caught up to them, and the bullpen isn't what it was last year. It's not nearly as deep. And thus, here we are with Scott Service taking the fall. And I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. You got to take a final swing at it and see if you can turn things around in the final 34 games. But
right.
I don't think he's the only guy that should have been on the chopping block.
I mean, that kind of leads to the follow-up. So Dan Wilson, is the guy that, and they just basically put the full-time manager label on him, not an interim tag. We'll see how that works out. Is this the start, we think? I mean, I'm not imagining that all of a sudden they're going to be the murderous row Yankees from the 1930s as an offense. So I don't think this thing's going to turn around. Is DePoto in question? Like, is this a wholesale change? Where do you think we're heading?
Well, I thought so. And then all of a sudden he's allowed to name a manager that's not just an interim manager, but the full-time manager moving ahead, including, obviously next year. So that's odd that you would, if you're thinking about getting rid of the owner or the GM, he's actually the president of baseball operations. And there's a GM, Justin Hollander, who actually everyone seems to like and respect a lot more than DePoto. But if you're going to make that next move, if this slide continues, really, frankly, it doesn't matter if the slide continues. Let's say they play okay, then wouldn't you get rid of DePoto? Well, then you're bringing in a guy to run baseball that doesn't have the ability to hire his own manager.
Yeah,
this is honestly, Dirk, this is the most Mariner thing ever. It just is. The Mariners are just being the Mariners, and that's what they do. I can't. you know, if hot dogs from heaven, bobbleheads, and, you know, come to the ballpark, and here we are.
Yeah, come overpay. We'll feed you some crickets and then not spend on offense in the offseason. It's incredible are we ever going to look at John Stanton as somebody who seriously cares about winning? Because I imagine today, no matter how you feel, like the DePoto 54% thing, Scott Service, like, I'm with you. Like, maybe shake it up, see if you can affect the end of the end of the regular season. But most of this falls on the lap of John Stanton. And until he shows us that he cares, I don't know why a Mariner fan would have any difference of opinion. And it seems like Root Sports is crumbling around him as well. Like, it just seems like a bad omen for the years to come up there.
Well, there's no doubt Root Sports is crumbling. I mean, you know, Blazers are going to over-the-air broadcast somewhere in Portland, right? I don't know which station, but they're doing that. The Kraken have already done that. So you've lost two-thirds of your properties. They don't do anything else anymore. I mean, it's funny I'll bring it back to the Mariners, but you know, you go to Root Sports' webpage and they say about, and they talk about 350 live sporting events a year and all this. No, you've got not even 162. You've got more like about 145 or so
right.
with national games. And then you get a bunch of cooking shows with players in the minor leagues and stuff. So they don't have the revenue streams. You know, the Kraken were smart. The Blazers were smart. They both got out, and now they're left there. And that was a main, you know, source of revenue for them was the revenue stream was obviously what was going on with the with Root Sports. And they don't have that. The regional sports network model of depending on cash from them is no longer viable. So, but they're not serious. You know, John Stanton's not serious about winning. At least he's never proven to be serious about winning. They're, you know, a top 12 media market, and they spend, you know, somewhere between 16 and 18 in baseball.
Yeah.
Maybe they spend right to where they should be, but really they don't. They could spend more money, and DePoto screwed up. Like there's people that really want to defend him here, our morning show hosts and others. And it's like, well, the guys just aren't playing well. Well, every year someone doesn't play well.
Right.
Like, Jay Oscar Hernandez comes here, has his worst year ever. Colton Wong, his worst year ever. Jorge Polanco, his worst year ever. I can go on and on and on. There's something systemic in the organization, Dirt, and it's not working. And I think most people here would be thrilled, probably like Blazer fans, if the team was sold. But at least, you know, up here, there's no reason to sell because they make money. They're in the lower half of spending on payroll, yet they're in the upper third or even better in terms of profit every year.
Yeah, it's just I would be so livid if I was an M's fan, because you got this once in a lifetime rotation that you can build around for years to come. Like, just go add two or three bats, man. You got a great chance. Division was down this year. I know Houston's been hot the last couple of months, but really frustrating season.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to hopefully a better news for you. How are we feeling about Whitworth football this year?
We're feeling good. I can't wait for Linfield to come up there and they can smash them in the face
for
a second year in a row.
Let's go.
I'm talking to you, Brett Elliott, down there in McMinnville. chirping on line all the time about all your wins. That's cool. Well, who have you lost to the last two, a couple, three times?
It's a sore subject with the Swaggart family.
Yeah, Swag's nephew's out for the year with an ACL.
Yeah, so he tore his ACL somewhere over the season. So he's starting school, going to rehab.
I love it, man.
That's no fun, man. That's a bummer. But yeah, there's two really good programs, man. Hopefully it comes down to the same game again this year. I thought you were going to say good things talking about you know, Oregon State, Washington State. Let's go.
Well, I did want to ask you about that. I mean, I know that's, you know, that's a sore subject. You know, Sprague's, he's not quite sure how to feel about the upcoming year. Oregon State fan is, they're just kind of lost in the wilderness and trying to find their way home. And I feel horrible for what the fan bases are going through. Where are Cook fan at? Is it the same spot where you're just different schedule? You're playing the weird Apple Cup that doesn't feel the same because it's in September. Just, you named a starting quarterback this week. Like, has your interest in it changed at all? Where are you at going into the year?
I don't know if my interest is, my passion's always there. With my kid playing, I don't watch as many games as closely, try to get to as many, but you know, it's as far as the bigger picture for Cougar fans, it's interesting. I had a conversation yesterday with Stuart Mandel from The Athletic, and I kind of asked him, because I know he had a little tidbit out there. And I said, what are we rooting for this year if you're a Beaver fan or a Cougar fan? Hmm. You know, he brought up an interesting point. He said, you know, one of the things that's kind of good this year is that they still have the old bowl lineup and schedule, and so let's assume that the Beavs and the Cougs don't get into the college football playoff, and I do think Wazoo's got a far better chance with the schedule they have, and if they can sneak, you know, if they can win a couple of those games, Texas Tech, Apple Cup type of thing,
yeah,
lose to Boise, get her, who knows what could happen, but it's a long shot. I think they're a better football team than people are giving credit for. But he said, he goes, you know, one of the things you want as Beaver fan or Coug fan is you want, you know, if you have an 8-4, 9-3 record this year, you're going to go to a better bowl game than the old, you know, Pac-12 schools because of how the agreement works. Mm-hmm. And frankly, you know, and then he said, if this is the best part, you guys will like this. I said, so really what we want is, because if a team goes to the college football playoff, that takes them out of it, right? So what we want, assuming Oregon's far superior than the other three teams that went to the Big Ten, which they are, then what we end up wanting to see is we want them to get to the college football playoff, and that bumps everybody up a slot, knowing full well that Washington's taking a massive step back. USC is still a fraud, and UCLA might be the second worst team in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So, if you're a Cougar fan or a Beaver fan, root for Oregon to run the table, and then hopefully you have a 7-win season or better, and you're going to be in a pretty good bowl game and make some money.
That's a good point. And also maybe get a good opponent, too, on top of it at the end of the year, like a fun kind of
cherry. Root for Utah to win the Big 12?
Yeah, Utah to win the Big 12.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, you want that to happen. Arizona's going to be okay. I think the other teams will struggle mightily. And the two dumbass Bay Area schools that are playing in the Atlantic Coast Conference, when they look out the window and see the Pacific Ocean, you hope for nothing but bad things and carnage for them. So,
well, you don't connect Wake Forest and Cal. That's never connected in your mind, Ian. Come on, man. It makes sense, doesn't it? The Atlantic Coast Conference on the West Coast. Oh, what are we doing?
We all know the smart person that's really actually stupid, and that's what those two schools are,
yes,
right? Like,
yes.
Like, you know, when you think you're the smartest guy in the room, you're probably not. And we're going to go to the ACC. Well, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, have fun. Good luck. Have fun with that when that conference crumbles.
What did Tara Vanderveer think of that? Yeah. Oh, I'm good. I'm out. I'm retiring.
I'm done. I'm not. You want me to fly to Virginia for conference games on a Tuesday night? No, I think I'm going to go hang them up.
Yeah,
I'm not going to catch
anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. We're out of here. Thanks for coming.
Great stuff. Ian Furness, who, by the way, if you call me up again this year, I got a pretty bad track record going up on in Seattle, where Furness has brought me on for three straight Oregon and Washington games, which just happened to be the three that my program can't win. So I'm hoping if you call me at the end of November this year that this is the one that turns the schneid, because we need it. We need a little positive momentum. I'm 0-3, you know, honking it up in Seattle, getting Husky fan all riled up, and then my team keeps losing. So hopefully this is the year we could change that. Enjoy the Whitworth football season, buddy. I'm going to be up there tomorrow. You going to be at the Ems game tomorrow? You coming down to Safeco?
No.
Okay. I don't blame you. I can't wait to see what the vibes are like with Dan. You know, hey, Dan Wilson will save the day. Well, I'll be there tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Thanks as always, buddy, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Take care, man. Thanks.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.